Welcome to Notepad. Easy Store is an online sales channel platform that allows for commercial entities to diversify their distribution of their products and services. In the studio with me is Melissa Po, the General Manager of Easy Store Malaysia. Melissa, thanks again for taking the time to come over here, share some of your ideas on Easy Store and all that. But I just want to learn a little bit more about your journey and your career in e-commerce first. It all started back in like more than 10 years ago or close to 10 years ago?
Close to 10 years.
Yeah. Why did you choose this line? Because e-commerce isn't a big thing or we're just about to start up about 10 years ago.
I think I will story from the time when I was in Australia. I was studying in Australia. Then I actually inspired that e-commerce is actually really important because when I was studying there, I can purchase everything online easily via the mobile. Like, it is so simple, it is so quick. Yeah.
Okay, and because of that, when you came back, you decided to see some opportunities inside Easy Store.
Yeah.
Why Easy Store? Why not another, say, another platform?
Why Easy Store? I would say when I came back from Australia, big e-commerce giant like Lazada, Zalora, they already paving their way to Malaysia. Mm. And I knew that e-commerce is something that going to boom in Malaysia. Mm. And honestly speaking, I found Easy Store because it's actually just nearby my house.
Oh, okay, that's always the case sometimes, honestly.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Then this is where I found Easy Store and I joined them to continue my e-commerce journey. Mm.
Yeah. I bet you, when you first joined, you had some idea of what it is and what it's all about. But I'm pretty sure you are learning every step of the way, right?
Yeah.
Maybe walk through some of the learnings and lessons that you had to go through during the initial start of your career in Easy Store until what you are now, which is a GM.
Some interesting thing is, while I work with Easy Store, I actually helped my father's traditional business to digitalize because his business is fairly a traditional business where the targeted customer are only people that around his shop. So I tried to bring his business online. And within 3 months' time, we actually found that there was a 50% business jump. And we're getting more and more customer, not only from surrounding, actually he got customer inquiry from other state as well. And meanwhile, I work with Easy Store. I actually also help a lot of Easy Store merchants. Businesses to grow their business.
This is the story that we all often hear, right? Companies who digitize themselves tend to get better sales, wider reach in terms of customer contact, not just around the surrounding areas, but better geography catchment. But not many people talk about the pain of moving from brick and mortar to digital, or both, right? Doing both ways. Could you share with us the digitization journey of your own father and how he had to overcome some of the challenges to make sure that his business is digitized over the long run?
Okay. Personally, I grew up in a family that they are e-commerce skeptic.
E-commerce skeptic.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
because when I first joined in Easy Store, both of my parents, they were not supportive at all. Because whenever they heard about internet, the internet concept, to them, they will relate everything to scamming incidents.
Yeah.
So when I tried to pitch my father that, oh, I need to help you to bring your business online, he actually rejected. All the time. Until when they slowly found that, the friends around them, they started to buying online. Then they slowly bought into the e-commerce idea.
Because of that skepticism, I'm sure there were a lot of persuasion on your end to make sure that they truly open up to this. What were the kind of arguments that you had to use in order for you to persuade them to cross over?
Okay. For example, I will need to put some information of my father's business online.
Mm.
Then he will say that, no, don't put my phone on the internet.
Mm.
Don't put my photo on the internet. Don't put my story or name.
Mm.
Then I need to secretly put those details on the internet telling him.
Okay.
Yeah. But then slowly he getting phone call from some customer that he never known. Then he felt like, oh, this is something.
What business is this, by the way?
Pawn shop.
Oh, okay.
Pawn shop. Yeah.
How long did it take for him to fully embrace e-commerce? I suppose. Mm.
6 to 9 month time.
6 to 9 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long journey.
Cost is low. We all know this. I mean, to start a brick and mortar is always much more expensive. I'm sure that is one appealing factor, right?
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about EasyStore per se. What do you guys do? We know it's an omni-channel sales channel, but maybe you can talk to us through some of the offerings that is being given to the merchants, your clients right now.
Okay. We are a multiple sales channel platform. In short, is we help businesses not only sell on one single channel, they can actually synchronize everything in one place. So it means that they can have their online store. At the same time, they can sync their products to Shopee, Lazada, Facebook Live, WhatsApp, TikTok Shop, and etc. So whenever they have any new orders, they need to manage their products, inventory, customer details. Everything is only within EasyStore itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how do you make money? How do you make money? As in EasyStore makes money?
Okay. We provide a subscription basis model. Where they can actually start with a really low cost. Mm. It is only $59 a month.
Mm.
And there's no contract at all. They can cancel it anytime.
Mm.
Yeah.
What are the kind of successful matrix that you can tell your merchants? Okay, if you join us, previously the sales was zero, now the sales is whatever, X amount, 10, 20% increase. Is that the kind of matrices that you share, or there are specific, much more specific performance markers that the merchants can actually look at?
Okay. I would say most of the businesses now, they maybe tend to only sell on one place. Maybe they only focus in Facebook Live, or they only selling on Shopee. But when EasyStore comes in, we encourage them to sell on more sales channel. So you don't only sell on Facebook, you don't only sell on Shopee. You should have your online store. You need to expand to other sales channel. Then they will slowly see that, oh, my product are exposed on all these sales channel. I'm getting more and more different kind of customer from different places.
Mm.
This is where they will notice, oh, it is really important to sell on so many places.
Okay, because there's a lot of sales channels right now, how do you target which sales channels is more optimized for which merchant? I'm sure that if, you know, merchant A would probably do better on, say, TikTok Shop, merchant B would probably do better on Lazada. What would be the better options, and what would be some of the thinking behind you telling your merchants, this is better, scale more here, do less there? How do you decide?
Okay. In EasyStore, we provide the full reporting to them, where they can actually monitor their business from time to time. Like, okay, how's your performance on Shopee? How's your performance on Facebook Live? So they can optimize it from time to time where to improve.
So the decision to optimize is on their end, not on your end.
Yeah, they can decide it themselves.
Then why do they need you?
Because they need a centralized place to manage everything. Oh. And they can see the reporting, they can manage everything in EasyStore. I give you an example.
Yeah.
If let's say they are selling on Shopee, they are selling on Lazada.
Yeah.
Every day, they need to log into different tab to manage their orders, to fulfill their orders. But with EasyStore, they only need to log in EasyStore backend. Then all their orders are listed inside. This is from Shopee, this is from Lazada. They just manage everything inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you provide some sort of a dashboard in order for the companies to actually centralize, work out of.
Yeah.
All right. And following this, I'm sure there's a lot of data that you guys are collecting as well. Two questions here. Number one, how do you learn from this data? Second question is, how do you ensure that the merchants' data themselves are protected and is owned by them? Or is there no arrangement on this?
Yes, we use the data to analyze what are actually the businesses' needs nowadays.
Mm.
For example, something that I can share we found recently is the businesses nowadays, they don't only realize or focus on online anymore. So for those that running business online, they tend to now expand their business on offline. So they will have more channels, not only online, they also now merging their offline channels. Then what EasyStore can help here is we will roll out more and more features that can help them to merge both online and offline together.
Yeah, okay, put a pin on that. We're gonna ask you a little bit more on that. But on my initial question is this, do you use analytics and business intelligence to learn more about the commercial industry of Malaysia? That's the point that I'm trying to get at. Like, do you use business intelligence, you learn more, maybe people want more apparels right now, or people want more food, seasonal maybe, you know, now durian season, you learn more about that. Can you learn more from that kind of data? Because you're giving dashboards to all your clients.
Yeah.
Can you extract those kind of data?
Okay, for EasyStore ourselves, we can know that. But we definitely won't expose the data out. But something I can share here is during the pandemic, we found that F&B industry actually suddenly spiked up. And
Before pandemic?
No, during the
during
pandemic.
During the pandemic, okay, F&B.
Yeah, during the pandemic, more and more businesses, F&B businesses actually go online and they start using EasyStore. And previously, it was fashion that was in top one.
Okay.
In EasyStore, but suddenly during pandemic, F&B came out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And of course, within the big category of F&B, you would learn more about one particular item or the other.
Yeah.
Let's say people want more, you know, Western food or Chinese food or Malay food, whatever lah.
Correct. Like what kind of delivery method they have.
That is a question that I wanted to ask you. And then how do you use this information and share it with some of your merchants to make them a little bit more smarter in how they do their business? Do you do this process?
Okay. Yes, they will know that what are the consumer buying nowadays, like what they tend to repeat purchase, like maybe within a month.
Yeah, that's the question I'm trying to get at. Yeah.
Sorry, within 3 months' time.
Yeah.
From there, they can actually know that how they can retarget their customer with the correct product, with the correct timing, what kind of ads or content that their consumer are looking for. So from there, it can help them not only optimize, they can actually diversify to another new product as well.
That's the point that we're trying to get at, Melissa. Also, you were bringing in some other interesting points, which is, of course, optimizing ads. So do you help build marketing campaigns for them as well?
We don't help, but we provide tools for them to set up everything. But it is all for non-tech savvy user.
Okay.
So they don't need to touch anything about coding, about any technical thing.
Yeah.
Basically, they just need to log in their marketing account.
Yeah.
For example, like Facebook account, their Instagram account. Yeah. Everything is connected inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Which is moving on to my second half of the question, which is mostly on the kind of optimization tools for the clients right now. Other than, you know, building marketing campaigns or marketing ads, especially for non, you know, tech savvy kind of users, do you feel that there is a need for you to do more in terms of value add service for your clients right now, particularly when it comes to people who might not know much about you know, doing their business online?
Okay. I would say that we are not only providing a platform to them to use, we are actually working with other e-commerce players together where we can actually complement each other's strength and expertise to help the businesses. For example, recently, we actually worked with like CIMB, Shopee, even Facebook to come together to provide more training, e-commerce training, business training to the businesses out there. And it is all free for them. So they come to the trainings, they join us, they learn from the start to from the beginning until the end. We have the whole series of training syllabus for them.
Okay, all right. We'll put a pin on this. We'll go for a short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with Melissa Po of EasyStore. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me, beside me actually, in the studio here in Bukit Jalil, Melissa Poh, EasyStore's General Manager. Melissa, before we went to the break just now, you were talking about how EasyStore is trying to merge offline activities of your clients with online. Now, when we talk about offline, a lot of businesses have a lot of channels. They can come from, you know, weekend bazaars or garage sale kind of setup versus a fixed physical store. How do you marry that kind of data and information and put it online on top of your desktop so that the sales manager can actually look at everything online, offline, whichever channel, all in one shot?
Okay. One interesting thing that I found is for offline business where they will have their pop-up bazaar during the weekends, they don't actually have an automated system to record all their sales. Usually they will use a notebook and manually use the hand record everything. So what we are actually trying to help them is when you're having a pop-up store, you can actually use EasyStore already. We provide point of sale system, POS system for you. So what you have to do is you just open up your mobile app, just log in. You just record whatever that you're actually selling to the customer in person. Then what you need to do is get the customer contact number. After that, came back home, you already register this customer on your site. You can retarget the customer next time on the internet. So it means that you get the customer offline, but you're actually retargeting them online. And next time they come back, not only at your bazaar, they can come to your online store, they can come to a Shopee. We already know that this customer purchased from you before from your pop-up market.
Amazing. I mean, something simple, right? But this would help merchants all the way.
Yes.
What's the take-up rate? What's the adoption rate for this kind of service? Because I'm thinking, okay, not only is the merchant tired, you're doing pop-up stores, perhaps you even have a physical store somewhere. Now you have to do a little bit of tidying up, a little bit of CRM going on, a little bit of customer outreach. Yeah, of course, all this will improve sales, but normally these merchants would not think about that part because already the day-to-day is already a lot of tedious work. You got to, require new stock, whatever, right? There has to be some issues on that part.
This is where we came in, because if they need to do everything this every day by themselves, they might need to hire a lot of staff because they need to pack their orders, they need to take care of their offline bazaar. But with EasyStore, they can actually centralize everything for them. So they just need to log in EasyStore. They can directly manage their online sales, they can directly manage their offline sales. Even their online or offline customer, everything is within EasyStore. So I would say they only need to have like one staff, log in EasyStore, then they can manage everything inside.
Okay. How does this improve customer relationship management when it comes to you getting more customers offline and then build it on EasyStore? The sales tracking, that one is customers, that one is CRM, but what about sales tracking? Because they don't have SKUs per se. And they sell a little bit of everything, I suppose. How do you allow them to see the product segmentation within their sales category so that they know which product sells more, which product sells less in an offline setting?
Even offline orders or offline SKU, everything already recorded in their backend. So they can know that what actually sell better in an offline channel, what actually sell better in Shopee, what actually sell better in online store. So they know everything through our reporting analysis.
It's amazing. And again, everything is like made for those that are not too tech savvy.
Correct.
Okay. One more short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with Melissa Poh of EasyStore. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Melissa Poh, the General Manager of EasyStore. Melissa, the pandemic has taught us a lot of things. Post-pandemic right now, we're looking at the reopening of our economy. And I'm very happy and very excited to see a lot more Malaysians and foreign tourists coming over. It seems like Malaysia is coming back, and it seems like Malaysia is getting better. And we need to, right? It's been two and a half years of just pain and suffering in terms of the pandemic. Where do you see the trend moving? Where do you see e-commerce taking place in the future? At least 1 or 2 years from now, what would be some of the ideas that you have in your mind that we could look forward to?
So even though now it's actually post-pandemic, but we still found that a lot of businesses, they are still not digitalizing their business yet. Maybe it could be because they thought that it is something very impossible to achieve, especially for the small or rural area business owners. And this is what we are actually EasyStore working really hard, trying to educate them that it is really important to digitalize your business, because consumer nowadays, their buying behavior already completely changed because of the pandemic. I give an example. Before the pandemic, where customers usually shop, they will probably shop offline. They will go to the retail store, go to the shopping mall to shop most of the time. But during the pandemic, we forced to shop online because we cannot go out. But now, post-pandemic, where the consumer purchasing their stuff now? Basically everywhere. So we know that consumers are everywhere. You cannot only depend on your traditional business to only sell at your store or sell online only. This is why for EasyStore, in 2023, I would say in 2022 to 2023, encourage business to sell online, but they should also sell offline to expand to more sales channel. Because this is where customers are. They are everywhere.
Do you feel that purchases through offline is going to come back in terms of the intensity? It's going to overtake online because everybody's out and about. Where does the data show? Where does the trend show right now?
I would say from what I learned, maybe in 2023, the online e-commerce sales, it's actually about to account 55% of the industry. The global industry.
Where are we at right now today? Because 55% next year, now it's less than that or more?
It's definitely less than that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say that we should only focus online or we should only focus offline. We should merge them together. This is why just now I mentioned that if your customer purchase something from you at the store, offline store, you need to get their customer details. Then only you can actually retarget them on your other sales channel.
Okay, very good. All right, that was a fun conversation, Melissa. That was Melissa Poh, the general manager of EasyStore. If you missed any part of this interview, just head on to astroawani.com. Look for Notepad over there. This conversation you can is tagged as EasyStore, so you can search EasyStore on astroawani.com. Also, watch our sister shows, on Niaga Awani, which airs weekdays from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. with repeats at 11 a.m. every weekday, every Mondays to Fridays. Also, keep up to date with some of the items that is going to take place over the entire week on our sister show called The Week Ahead. My name is Ibrahim Sani. Catch you in the next one.